MasterCard buys stablecoin firm BVNK for $1.8 billion, and MasterCard has agreed to acquire stablecoin payments firm BVNK in a deal valued at roughly $1.8 billion, according to a CoinDesk report published August 10, 2026. The purchase is one of the largest direct bets a card network has made on crypto settlement infrastructure. And it lands at a moment when stablecoins are moving from a trading desk curiosity to a piece of the payments backbone. BVNK builds the connective layer between traditional bank accounts and stablecoin rails. Its systems let businesses accept, convert, and settle payments in stablecoins without holding the tokens directly or building blockchain plumbing themselves. That is precisely the part of the stack MasterCard has spent 2 years partnering into rather than owning. From partnering around stablecoins to buying the rails. For most of the last cycle, the card networks treated stablecoins as something to connect to at the edges. MasterCard ran pilots, signed settlement agreements, and let partners handle the on-chain mechanics. Paying $1.8 billion for BVNK changes the posture. Instead of licensing access to stablecoin settlement, MasterCard now intends to own the infrastructure that converts a token payment into a bank-ready one. The logic is straightforward. Stablecoin settlement is faster and cheaper than the correspondent banking chains that still move cross-border money over days and multiple intermediaries. A network that clears trillions in card volume has an obvious interest in owning the piece that could compress that timeline to minutes. Buying an existing operator with live banking relationships is faster than building the same capability from scratch and waiting on licenses. The $1.8 billion price tag sets a reference point. At $1.8 billion, this is not a defensive acqui-hire. It sits among the larger crypto-adjacent acquisitions by a traditional payments company and signals that MasterCard sees stablecoin settlement as a core capability rather than an experiment to hedge. The valuation also sets a reference point for the rest of the sector. Every stablecoin infrastructure startup pitching banks and processors now has a public comparable to point at. Regulatory timing helps explain the confidence. Stablecoin legislation in the U.S. has given issuers and the firms that plug into them a clearer legal footing than they had a year ago. That clarity lowers the risk of buying a business whose entire model depends on tokens that regulators might otherwise have treated as unlicensed money transmission. For a public company answering to shareholders, a defined rulebook is often the difference between a pilot and a purchase. The effect on how money moves, the near-term effect, is behind the scenes. Businesses using MasterCard for cross-border payouts or treasury movement could see stablecoin settlement offered as a native option, rather than a third-party bolt-on. For consumers, the change is mostly invisible. The same card, faster and cheaper clearing underneath. The second-order effect is where it gets interesting for anyone who spends crypto. Stablecoins already sit at the center of a growing share of crypto card products, where balances denominated in USDC or USDT are converted at the point of sale. If a card network owns the settlement layer between those tokens and the banking system, the conversion spread that users pay today, one of the hidden fees baked into every swipe, becomes a margin the network controls end-to-end. That can cut costs, or it can quietly move where the fee is captured. Which way it breaks depends on competition, not goodwill. There is a custody dimension too. BVNK's model keeps businesses from holding tokens directly, which reduces their exposure but concentrates it in the operator. Folding that operator into MasterCard shifts a slice of stablecoin settlement risk onto a systemically important payments company. That is reassuring for counterparty stability and worth watching for concentration, since the entire appeal of stablecoin rails was supposed to be fewer intermediaries, not a bigger one. The broader signal Visa and MasterCard have both spent the past 2 years inching toward stablecoins through partnerships. This deal is the clearest statement yet that the incumbents intend to absorb the technology rather than compete against it from the outside. The IMF's first deputy managing director noted this week that local currency stablecoins could paradoxically boost demand for dollar-backed tokens once both run on shared blockchain rails. MasterCard buying its way into that plumbing suggests the largest players in payments have reached the same conclusion and are acting on it with their balance sheets. The market barely blinked on the news itself. Bitcoin traded around $65,153 and Ether near $1,923 as of August 10, 2026, both up modestly on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at a neutral 41. Infrastructure deals like this rarely move spot prices. They move where the money flows years later.